began discussing yesterday our talkos in Simcha Sadehei, it left off discussing Hoshata and Zrika. There's one final application that we didn't have time to get to yesterday, and that is the status of Hoshata's Tinok. Hiskei Tshuva, here in Simen Kuf Sadehei, in Sifkatan Gimel, makes reference to a Tashbetz. So let's read what the Hiskei Tshuva quotes, and then we'll go back and see the Tashbetz inside. Hiskei Tshuva writes, Ayin Tashbetz, Chel Gimel Simen Nunches, the Simen Reish Lamed, Shekasa de Mutter Litol Miyada Hatinok, Mishum de Chai No Seyat Asmo, Vihi Eina Osaklum, Ela Hatinok Atzmo, Hu Yotze Mechik Imo Uba El Aviv. So you'll have to take a baby from your wife who's Anida because of, first you write, Chai No Seyat Atzmo, and the wife isn't doing anything, the baby's going on his own. V'nira dimatino katan ochole okafus aser. But if the tino can move on his own, he's too tiny or sick or tied up, then lo shayach lomar chayno say es atzma. So the citation here of the Tashbetz, he references two tshuvas, and the summary here is a blend of the two tshuvas. Lashon of the Tashbetz in Simen Nimches Osei, is simply that you're allowed to extend a Tinok because of Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. In Chel Gimel Simen Reish Lamed, he adds, V'hi Ein Osaklum, Ela HaTinok Atzmo Hu Yotze Mechek Imo, Uba L'chek Aviv. V'hi Ein Osaklum, the mother's not doing anything, Ela HaTinok Atzmo Yotze Mechek Imo, Uba L'chek Aviv. And then the reference in the Pesach Shuvah to the Magen Avraham is the Magen Avraham writes that Chai No Seis Atzmo is only relevant by a Tinok that can walk on his own, but not by a Tinok who's incapable of walking on his own. Now the relevance of Chai No Seis Atzmo over here is a little bit questionable to begin with. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Sifkatan Hay, that Chai No Seis Atzmo is usually only limited in application to Hotsa and Shabbos. That's what Tosfos writes in Shabbos, Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Shachai. Tosfos Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Shachai, that the reason there's a tour of Hotsa by Chai No Seis Atzmo is because of Eino Dumya Dumlachas HaMishka. So that's a local issue when it comes to Hotsa. That's not a Kol HaTorah Kula concept. So Chai No Seis Atzmo seems a little bit out of place. Rabbi Eider suggests maybe it's a borrowed term, that all it means is that the baby can walk on his own. So you don't need to extend the baby from wife to husband. The baby could, in theory, walk on his or her own anyway. That's where Rabbi Eider thinks that if you're going to entertain a Kula, you can only really be makel if the baby or the child is actually jumping from one parent to the other. That's the context, or that's the application that the Tashbetz sounds like inside, that the baby is the one who is moving. It's not that there's any real extension of meaning between husband and wife. Rav Vosner writes something similar, Shevet Levi Chelet Beis Sim and Sadi Beis. As he notes the difficulty of applying Chai No Seis Atzmo to such a context, he writes that Lemaisa, you shouldn't be Samech on the Tashbetz, because the Tashbetz is Lishitaso. As we quoted yesterday, the Tashbetz was Mekel Bechlau on Zrika. Tashbetz is only Machmer Hoshata. Tashbetz is against the Rishonah of the Ramokos, it's against Ago Shari Dura and the Chuvah Binyam Zer. The Tashbetz thinks that there's no Issu Zrika at all. So the Tashbetz's Kula here is more understandable if there's no Issu Zrika. So then you could say, because Chai No Seis Asma, meaning because the baby is basically moving on his own, so that's Ka'ein Zrika, not Ka'ein Oshata, you don't need the Oshata. But anyway, the Tashbeit is, he thinks Lishitaso, and therefore not Lehalacha. This is one of Rabbi Willig's Bikulos in Hilchos Nida, that you could be makel to extend a baby from husband to wife to husband, because of the following combination of factors. Number one, a baby who needs to be transported as such has the din of a chola, together with the fact that chai nosei is atzmo, together with the danger involved in not passing a baby, because if you need to get the baby from husband to wife or wife to husband without passing it, you have to be creative, and that could potentially... I'm sorry?
Isn't it just chola?
I'm sorry? Has sakana more than chola? Basically the same thing, okay. But not just chola, you know, there could be worse problems. And together with the factor of busha, in certain situations there is embarrassment, which we noted yesterday, is not a reason, or never a reason, to violate a din, but could be used in combination of factors where there are other considerations, and something could go either way. So that is Rabbi Willig's position, that you could be makel without thinking twice to transfer a baby, and by the same token, to lift up a stroller together. Even some of the poskim in print have entertained kulos in lifting a stroller together under extenuating circumstances. Rabbi Eider has said, if there's no way around it, then you can have the husband pick up one end and the wife pick up the other end to get up the staircase. But again, Rabbi Willig is makel here bar vacha without having to think about it twice. With that, let's move on to today's topic, which is harchakos in matters of food.
Just one clarification. The tashbeit should only kick in when the baby's like able to walk.
Correct. Mm-hmm. If you take the tashbeit literally.
So he would still say the blanket heter for kids under the age of a year and a half?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't have a Gemara Shabbos here. I forgot to bring mine. No? Okay, we'll do that. So the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph has a din of Lo Yochel Hazav and Mazava. There are certain restrictions on eating together, Zav or Zava eating together. Rashi writes, Lo yachol azav mezava b'nei hergal adeira. Rashi writes, b'nei shemitoch shemisyachdin yavo livol zava shehibikaris. That through achila together, or through the environment that could engender, one may come to an Isser Karis. One may come to Hergal Avera. But what's not so clear in the Gemara is what is the geder of this restriction of Lo Yochal Hazav im Hazava. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel does equate, or in the context of the din of Mita Achas, that you shouldn't be in the same bed. The Gemara there equates that to the restrictions of Basar B'Cholav, not having Basar B'Cholav at the same table. But it's not clear necessarily the Maskanas Gemara there, what is the Geder of the Isser Achila, or whether the restrictions of Shulchan Echad apply equally to Ishto Nida as to Basar B'Cholav. So that, in fact, is a Machlokas Rishonim. What is the application, Lemaisa, of Lo Yochel Hazav Mezava, or related Harchakos, when it comes to Ishto Nita? So the Rambam in Perikid Aleph Yisurei Bia Halacha Yudches, Perikid Aleph Yisurei Bia Halacha Yudches, limits the application of the Isser Achila to Ka'ar Achas, to eating from the same plate. Aser lo adam sheyidbak beishta b'shivas yemei nakiyim v'afa pi shehibik susav v'hu b'ksusav lo yikrav lo v'lo yigaba afilu b'es b'ktana v'lo yochal ima b'kara achas. Klal shel davar yinog ima b'mei sfira k'mo sheyinog b'mei nida she'adayin hi b'karis ad shetitbal k'mo shebiyamis. There's no difference between yemei libuna or yemei nidusa as per the Lashon HaGemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel, Tana Devei Eliyahu, as we quoted yesterday. So according to the Rambam, the Isser is limited to Achila Bikara Achas, eating together from the same plate. Rabbi Morgenstern points out here, Piskei Das, beginning on page Kuf Mem Beis, that there is at least two approaches in Rishonim to understand what we've just identified as Shita Sarambam, to understand that Shita that limits the relevant Isser to Ka'ara Achas. So he quotes a Hashlama on that Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph, Amin Aleph. The Hashlama is the following Lashon. V'chei nogu ha'am lechol v'sholchan echad. So the minhag is to not have any restriction about eating at the same table with Ishtanida. The Alpha got the Basar Vina Asar B'Shulchan Echad, even though we're more machmir when it comes to Basar B'Cholav, not the Basar B'Cholav on the same table. Shani Hasam Shashulchan Margil Ha'achila. So when it comes to Basar B'Cholav, eating at the same table is Margil Achila. Kamosha Mita Margela Savera. And that was the Gemara's equation in Dr. Gimel and Shabbos between Basar B'Cholav and Mita Achas. The Eina Margula Saveira El M. Kain Ochlin B'Kar Achas. So when it comes to Basar B'Cholav, the concern is being Margul Achila. The concern is the possibility that the same person may come to eat both Basar and Cholav. So there, if you're eating at the same table, there's a legitimate concern that you may come to eat the food in front of your neighbor, your seatmate. However, when it comes to Ishta Nida, the concern isn't eating together per se. The concern is hergal avera. Eina margula savera elam kein ochlan v'kar achas. So the concern of hergal avera only applies if you eat from the same plate. If you don't eat from the same plate, even if you're at the same table, there's no concern of hergal avera. That's the lashon of the Hashlama, Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. Then he quotes in Or Zeruah, Simen Shin Samach. Simen Shin Samach in the Or Zeruah. That the reason for the heter of Shtei Karos is because of Shinoi the Heker. That if you're eating on two different plates, that constitutes a Shinoi. That constitutes a deviation from the norm. Again, according to Shlomo, the reason that two plates is mutter is because there's no Hergal Aveira. According to the Or Zeruah, the reason is, it's a deviation from the norm, it's a shina. What's the nafkamina?
Not
if you always eat from the same, if you never eat from the same plate. So, if you're always used to eating from two plates, then it's not a shina or your heker to eat from two plates, b'mei nidusa. If the calculation is, what is margula vera, so it doesn't make a difference what you normally eat, but definitionally, eating from the same place is margula vera, eating from two plates is not. If it's a matter of heker, so it has to be heker, it has to be a shinoi, in order to be mekel. Anyway, that's the Shita Sarambam, that the Isser Achila is limited to Shulchan Echad. However, is limited to Karachas, limited to the same plate. However, most of you Shonim understand that the Isser extends not only to Karachas, but to Shulchan Echad as well, it applies to eating at the same table. The Rashba, for example, in Taras Abayis, the beginning of Shar Beis, Gimel Amud Beis in our pagination, the Rashba paskins that even B'Shulchan Echad is Aser, and you see that from the Gemara's equation of Ofugvina to Mita. To Nida. So the fact that the Gemara does, even though we just go to Hashlama, that distinguishes that the Gemara's equation is not meant to be absolute, The Rashba thinks the fact that the Gemara raises the din of Shulchan Echad b'Basar v'Chalav in our context indicates that that is the model for the Geder Eser, and therefore even Shulchan Echad is going to be Aser. And that's the Ravid as well, the Ravid and the Hasagos here. Yud Aleph Yud Ches, Amar Avram, Anu Noagim, Afilu al Shulchan Echad, that our minug is to Aser even on the same table. Now, Lashon HaRavid is Anu Noagim. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Sifkat and Vav, in Osvav. Anu Noagim sounds like it's a minug, meaning it sounds like Mikra Adin. The Ravid may agree with the Rambam that the Iser Mikra Adin is limited to Karachas, and the Ravid is simply reflecting the minug that people would be machmir even on Shulchan Echad. However, if you look in the Ravid's formulation in the Bali Nefesh, in the beginning of Shar Prisha, there it seems clear that the Ravid equates Shulchan Echad with Karachas unequivocally, and no indication that Shulchan Echad is a step lower or only mitam minhag. Lashon HaRavid, the beginning of Shar Prisha, sounds pretty clearly that Shulchan Echad Karachas is all the same. Initially, the Ravid quotes a position that entertains be makel across the board, then the Ravid is makel across the board. No indication that there's any distinction in the level of Isser between Karachas and Shulchan Echad. And Rav Avadya points out that you see that in the Ravid in Tumas Ochlim as well. Isuribi is in the context of Ishtonida, but the Ikar Adin that we begin with is the Mishnah of Lo Yochel Zav Mezava, which is a Taras Halacha, and that's quoted in the Rambam Perek Tezayin Tumas Ochlin Alach Yir Aleph. Perek Tezayin Tumas Ochlin Alach Yir Aleph. The Rambam writes, Hatame Vatar Yachtav Nipia Shmua Lamdu Shatame Vatar Ochlin Bekar Achas Aval lo yochel abal in ishta bikara kishetie nida velishta ima velotimzog lo asakos kamosha bearnu velo yochel azav mazava mimne hergalavera shema yivol. So, tome vitar in general, there's no restriction. Zav is of, but there is a restriction of hergalavera, and the Rambam in that context also tells you the din by ishta nida of Kara Achas. Lo yachal balanish to bekara. And the Ravid's Masig, Amar Vam, Anu Omrim, not Anu Noagim, but Anu Omrim, Afilu al Shulchan Echad, Bimapa Achas Aser. I don't look in the Rambam Sidon Nuschos if anyone changes either Omrim or Noagim in either place to be consistent with the other. No one does here in Machal Sasuras. I don't have the Frankel Taurus in front of me. We could take a look. But at least the way it appears in front of us, there's no indication in the margin here otherwise, that the Rambam here writes Anu Noagim, the Rambam in Tumas Ochlim writes Anu Omrim. So if it's Anu Omrim, no indication that it's only Mitam Minog, it sounds like it is Me'ikir Hadin. The Rush has what may be a middle position, or may simply be a modification of what we saw in the Rush and the Ravid. The Rush is in Shabbos in the first parak, Simon Lama Beis. Perek Aleph Siman Lamed Beis, the Rosh writes that Me'ikar Adin, even though to the extent that the Isser of Achila Biyachad applies to Shulchan Echad, that's only in the ancient Shulchan Echad. The Shulchan Echad of Okrinus HaShulchan, of Leila Seder, where everyone had their small personal table for one or table for two, that you could easily move. So in that classic Talmudic Shulchan, there the Isser applies B'Shulchan Echad. Nowadays, where we have bigger tables, which is why we remove the Kara at the Manishtanus Yerushalayim say, because you can't move the table, even though originally there's Okrinus HaShulchan, or the Ritva sounds like in his Haggadah, that the whole reason for the institution of a Kara is to be in place of Akira Shulchan, because it used to be everything was on the table, and you move the table, but now you can't move the table anymore, so you have a Kara, which is like a mini table. But the Rav says over here that the Iker Din of an Isser Shulchan Echad is only by the ancient Shulchan Echad that is a table for one or two, which is more intimate. But a big table, there's no Isser Iker Din of Shulchan Echad. Nevertheless, the Rosh writes that the minug is to make a heker between husband and wife that are sitting on a Shulchan Echad. So the Rosh writes that as a minug, meaning Iker Adin, there's no Isser and no need for heker. And the minug is, even by Shulchan Echad, to make a heker. And the Rosh writes in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh, or the Torah writes in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh, Tov Lasos Heker. That it's advisable to make a heker on a Shulchan Gadol. Lashon HaRitva, Shabbos Yud Gimel.
So the Rosh never writes Tov Lasos Heker?
The Rosh writes Minog Lasos Heker, and the Kitzur Piskei Rosh says Tov Lasos Heker. I don't know if there's a fundamental difference. The Rosh presents it as Minog. If that's a common practice, then the Kitzur Piskei Rosh says Tov. We'll come back to the Rosh in a moment. Lashon HaRitva, Shabbos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Dibur Maskev Hadit Tanan. So first he quotes the Yesh Omrim that the Isser is limited to Kara Achas, that's the Rambam. And then he writes, Nir Hadvarim, Dibishulchan Echad Kamar, that the Isser applies not only to Kara Achas, but even to Shulchan Echad, even if everyone has their own plate. V'achshav nagu lachol b'shulchan echad. Now the minhag is that people do eat together at the same table. V'yesh omrim de b'shulchan shalahem shayuktanos udasu. The Isser only applied to the ancient tables. V'kol hecha de'ika banav b'nei beis avadei shari. And where there are other people at the table, it's definitely mutter. Again, Yesh Omer, what we saw in the Rosh, that the Isser is only, the Iker Din Isser is only Bishulchanos Shalahem. And it sounds like even if you're going to be Machmir, there's no need to be Machmir if there are other people at the table. Okay, that Nekuda we'll have to come back to as well shortly. Again, the Lashon of the Kitzur Piskei Rosh was Tov Lasos Heker, even in a big table. The Lashon of the Tor, V'dafka b'yamim harishonim, Tor Sif Gimel, V'dafka b'yamim harishonim, Shayu lehen shulchanos ketanos, kol echad levad al shulchano, aval le'inna shirigilin rabim lechal al shulchan echad, mutter, ubelvad shayasu shum heker. So again, So that sounds like the requirement of a heker, even in our shulchanos, is mikar adin. Right? Kitzur Piskei Rosh said tov lasos heker. The Rosh said minhag lasos heker. And the Torah says, in order to eat at the same table, you need a heker. Sounds like Mikra did. where did that come from? Rav Avadya suggests, page Kuf Yud Gimel, Rav Avadya is bothered by this, that the Torah seems to be going out on a limb beyond what you see in the Rush. He's more machmir. So Rav Avadya thinks that maybe he understood Pshat and the Rush along the lines of the Ritva, that only if there are other people at the table do you not need a heker when if you have a shulchan gadol. If there's no one else at the table, so then maybe the Rush would agree that you need a heker mikra din, but there's no indication of that, no indication on the Rush. So anyway, you slice it, the tour sounds like the requirement of heker, even by a big table, is mikra din, and not just mishum chumra or minah or tzadah tov. Rav Avadya is also bothered, page Kuf Yud Daled, that the Rambam paskins no iser shulchan afet at all. The Rush paskins that mikra din, our table shulchan afet is mutter, and there's just a minute to make a heker. So the mechaber seems to be paskining neither like the Rambam nor like the Rush. The mechaber writes at Gimel, reflecting the Torah, the Mechaber is paskining like the Torah that the requirement of heker even by shulchan gadol is mikra din. That's not the Rambam, it's not the Rush. It's also not the Rif, who says nothing on this. So Rav Avadya says it must be that the Mechaber is simply reflecting what the minute was. Usually, that's how the Ramah operates. You don't have that as much in the Mechaber. He suggests that the Mechaber must be reflecting, as the Rush already wrote, the minute was to be machmir to have a heker. So even though the Mechaber formalizes this as an absolute din, Rav Avadya thinks maybe it's really just reflective of the minute. Okay. The Sidrei Tara in Sifkatan Zion discusses what is, if the Isser does apply to Shulchan Echad, then what is the nature of that Isser? So he writes, B'das HaRash, Midvar V'Ela Mavur, Disfir Leila Rash, Dehatam Dehachila Al Shulchan Echad, Lav Taima Mishim Degazrinan Ha'la'a To Achila. So it's not pshat, that the Isser Shulchan Echad is Atu Kara Achas. Just like by Basav Chalav, you can't put Ofik Vino on the same table lest you come to eat it. So here, you can't eat at the same table lest you come to eat at the same plate. There's no Isser Be'etzem of Karachas. Karachas itself is only Asr Mishum Hergel Avera. So that would be a unwarranted or unreasonable extension of what's only a gzeira to begin with, that you shouldn't eat at the same table lest you come to eat on the same plate, and you shouldn't eat on the same plate lest you come to hergal aveira. Ela d'achila gufa al shulchan echad ikad arachiva. So rather, the Rush holds that the etzem eating b'shulchan echad is derachiva. So not only is kara achas derechiba, but shochan achad is derechiba as well, just like Mesika Sakos and Rechitzas Panaviyot of Araglav. And then you understand that in that which is Asim Ikar Adin, the old one-person Shulchan Echad, that Haker won't even help. If something's Asim Mishum Derechiba, then what is a Haker going to help? It's still Derechiba. So according to the Rush, that's why if you have the old Talmudic table, Haker doesn't help. Haker is only relevant by Shulchan Echad, by Shulchan Gadol, Shulchan Aruch, with an Aleph, where the requirement of any harchaka isn't Mikra Din to begin with. And that's also why you could entertain that if all the B'nai Bayis are present, if there are other people at the table, then you don't need the Heker either. As opposed to the Tor, where he argues, the Tor who requires a heker mikra din must assume that even by a larger table, we're concerned of halat or achila, meaning we're concerned that you may come to eat bekara achas. And then a heker may be necessary in the Ikar Adin. Okay. Yeah, so what about that which the Ritva writes, that if Banu v'Bnei Beso are at the same table, there's no need for a heker? The Birka Yosef has this in the side of Shulchan Aruch here. That if there are other people at the table, it's mutter even without a heker. And that's in the Pesach Shuva quotes here as well, from the Masas Binyamin, Pesach Shuva Sukkotin Hay. Masas Binyamin is Meikel even by Kara Achas. If the other people are eating from the same Kara. Rabbi Machbirim in that case. Well, in his taiti, Dafgal Shulchan Echad Yesh Makom Mahatir Bezeh, Afim Gam Kishi Torahim Ochlim Makar Bezne Asim Mikamokom, Kishi Gam Nebais Ochlim Imam Adif Mehaker. So by Kara Achas, which is us and Medina, we're not going to be makel if other people are eating from it. But when it comes to Shulchan Echad, we're maker it in, it could be mutter anyway, so then you could be makel if there are other people at the table. Yeah. This is also machlokas, the Ra'ah and the Rashba. How do these people need to be situated in order to be makel, not to require an additional heker? So Daf Gimla Mebeis in our pagination of the Rashba, the Ra'ah writes in the Vedic Habayis, Im hayusham acherim ochlin umasikin b'nei amutter. If there are other people eating and separating between the husband and wife, it's mutter. So according to the Ra'ah, the heter only exists if there's someone or people seated between the husband and wife. The husband and wife are sitting next to each other, even if they're at the table with other guests or other family members, that doesn't help. And the Rashba responds in the Mishmeres Habayis here,
isn't that in law a heker?
I'm sorry?
Someone's in between them.
The heker has to be on the table. Hopefully not sitting on the table.
No.
If they are sitting on the table, then that would be a heker.
Sorry, but they're not far enough apart that you...
Oh, you're saying that if a husband and wife usually sit next to each other, and now they're sitting in different seats, is that also a heker? Okay, we'll talk about that.
But I'm saying, according to the Ra'ah, then what was the house? Meaning, according to that is a hector. So then it would mean, what do you mean? It is obviously according to the Ra'ah, you would have thought that you were required.
No, so that's not pasha. That's not pasha that the fact that there are different seating arrangements is in and of itself a hecker. And it sounds in the way that we showed him present hecker, the way to present Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it has to be hecker on the table or between the plates on the table. So a hecker in the seating arrangement wouldn't necessarily be a hecker, although there is such a position as we'll get to. And the Rashba argues that filu yesh acherim imahem eiz a hecker yesh lahem. That what difference does it make with the other people at the table? V'im yavo lidei hergo v'lachol v'kara achas shneihem mimachiv. So Rashba sounds like he's concerned that why is it asur b'shulchan echad is atu kara achas? So the fact that the other people on the table isn't going to stop the husband and wife from eating from kara achas. So what difference does it make that there may be other people on the table, at the table?
Do you think it's more mafkman?
He thinks that even if they're, yeah, even in the Ra'ah's case where the people are mastic, it still doesn't help. You could have this, there are three shitas here. According to the Ritva, if there are other people at the table, no need for an additional hecker, and there's no indication that the other people at the table have to be sitting between husband and wife. According to the Ra'ah, it only works if they're sitting between husband and wife. According to the Rashba, even sitting between husband and wife doesn't work. So the Birka Yosef and the Masas Binyamin quoted by the Piskei Tshuva assume that other people at the table do help, and they don't weigh in on this question of where the other people have to be situated, if they have to mamish be mafsik or not.
Would the
Ritva
say that they have to be
mafsik?
Ritva just says
they
just have to be there.
Yeah, there's no indication that they have to be mafsik. They just have to be there.
Think could be done so they don't hold it out there with the Kipshuta.
Who?
The
third master's
Binyamin and the Birka Yosef.
Correct,
right. Oh, they are.
I'm sorry?
Are we understanding that the Birka Yosef are taking limbus?
But there's no indication there that there's a requirement that people be master. Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the presentation is that they're the same table. No indication that they have to be sitting between husband and wife. Correct. Okay, how do we assume lahalacha here about other people at the table and the need for hecker? So, Deborah Tziner, Ber Moshe Chelik Bei Simon Samach Dalid, Ber Moshe Chelik Bei Simon Samach Dalid. He thinks that you should assume like they're wrong. So you could be mekel if there are other people at the table as long as they're mafsik between husband and wife. The middle position, that acherim help, but only if they're mafsik.
So we're on the same side there in between.
There's at least one person sitting between husband and wife.
What if one is the head of the table and the other one's on the side, and they don't normally do that?
Even if no one's there.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what you asked a minute ago. If changing seats could constitute a hecker or in lieu of a hecker. So the...
It's also there, it's not, they're not mamish and mafsik.
I'm sorry?
There it's even more because they're not even on the same side of the table.
Right. So the Sugaba Shoshanim over here quotes... Actually, we don't need that. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ben Yeruchim. Let me just finish this. We'll get to the video in a few minutes. Okay. Fine. So Deborah Tziner and Rabbi Forst come out that Acherim work if they sit between husband and wife like they're up. Rav Avadia and the Pritara, that's the Shirim of Rabbi Forshamer from Lakewood, quoting Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rabbi Willig, assume that you could be Mekel L'Chachila even without someone sitting between husband and wife as long as there are other people at the table. Like the straight Ritva, Rabbi Yosef, Masas Binyamin. In the Emes Yaakov, that's Al Shulchan Aruch, which he didn't write, but Tamina wrote up. Okay, so Ravadi, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Forsheimer, Rabbi Willig are Mekel across the board if there are other people at the table, regardless of the seating arrangement. Rabbi Eider and the Badi Yashochan think that you should be Machmir Lichachila. But they acknowledge that if there's a tzorech, then yesh al mi lismach. Especially given that according to the Rambam, there's no iser shulchan echad to begin with. According to the Rush, the iser shulchan echad v'yachir din only applies to a small table. So according to many Rishonim, the iser doesn't even get off the ground. So that's why Rabbi Eider and Rabbi Shulchan are willing to be mekel. Even though l'chachila, they think it should be machmir to require heker, even if there are other people at the table.
So not even like the Rashba, even if they switch seats, they're machmir?
Yeah, across the board. Mm-hmm. Not like the Masas Miyama, not like the Berg Yosef, correct. Rabbi Karp and Rabbi Morgenstern, quote from Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv was machmir l'chachila not to require heker, even if other people are at the table, but if there are other people sitting between them, like the Ra'ah, then he was makel to use a substandard hacker, a hacker culture. Which I think means, even though, as we'll see, many poskim machmir, that a hacker has to be somewhat elevated, so you can't use, let's say, a ring as a hacker, because that's a tiny object. So it sounds like this representation of Shem Rafael Yashiv is that if there's a tzorech, if there are other people sitting between you, then even though you need a hacker, you can use a substandard hacker like a ring. Okay, so again, that seems to be four positions among the Kitzur Svarim. Either Ber Moshe Rabbi Forth to hold like the Ra'ah, to only be Mekel, not to require heker, summons between you. Rav Avadia, Rabbi Forsheimer, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Willig, to be Mekel Lechachila, if there are other people at the table across the board, without qualification. Rabbi Eider, Badi Yisholchan, Lechachila, to be Machmir, to require heker, but is what to rely on Mishas HaKach. Rav Yashiv, that you could be Mekel, Eza Tzorech, to rely on a substandard heker, if there are people sitting between you. Rav Avner writes in Sifkat and Ches, paragraph Ube MS, Sifkat and Ches, Rav Avner writes that the people sitting at the table have to at least be of an age that are matzil min ayichud. So that's somewhere between 5 and 9, but having a 2-year-old at the table won't help. There's, even if you're a mekel, where there are chayim at the table, it has to be a katan of the age that's masil min hayichur. He says that if the katan is sitting between you, between husband and wife, then even if the katan is younger than that age, that would help. Now, back to Oren's question, what about changing seats? Does changing seats constitute a hecker. Beis Yosef Kotzer Veni Rucham, that it does. The Yesh Matirim, Shatish Shanahi, Velo Teshe Bimkomo. Veni Rucham writes, the Yesh Matirim, if she changes her seat and doesn't sit in her normal spot, that constitutes a sufficient hecker. And Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this. Right? And the Beis Yosef quotes this Rabbeinu Yerucham, doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. So do we assume like this Rabbeinu Yerucham lahalacha? Rabbi Eider, the Siddur Tara does quote it. The Siddur Tara quotes this Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbi Eider, Rav Avadia, Rabbi Morgenstern, all right, that you can assume, you can be make a like this, Rabbeinu Yerucham lahalacha, and switching seats constitutes a hecker. Meaning if the wife always sits in one spot, and the main idusa she sits elsewhere, that constitutes a hecker. The Sugava Shoshanim writes that we're not mako like the Rabbeinu Yerucham, but it seems like, as we noted, many contemporary poskim are. Okay, so what does constitute a hecker? Lashon HaMechaber, we just quoted, was lechem o kankan, o sheyochok lechem b'mapa shalom, bread, a jug, a jar, or separate placemats, separate tablecloths. Or the Shach writes, O shet tigala ma'at min ha'shulchan v'titen kara shela alav. So you could either have separate tablecloths, separate placemats, or one person could have a placemat and the other person could eat it on the table. Fine. The poskim assume that the hecker has to be something which is not normally present on the table, and not something that's being used to eat from. There has to be something that exists with shame hecker. Piskei Das quotes from Rav Yashiv, that also you need that both parties are aware of it. If the husband puts down something to function as a hecker and the wife's unaware that that's supposed to function as a hecker, that doesn't accomplish the purpose. So the hecker has to be known to and in the consciousness of both husband and wife. Yeah?
I think in general, we assume that something that's normally in during the meal is not a hecker.
Correct.
So isn't that lechem?
So lechem is something is where you're not eating it. A lechem that's not normally there, you're not eating from it, and you're placing it there. L'shem hecker.
Oh, meaning I'm saying if you normally don't have pepper, but people normally have pepper, and you put pepper on the table, that would be a hecker.
If you normally don't have pepper and you put pepper on the table, it would be a hecker, right? It's
even
normal for you.
Normal people will eat it.
Right. Okay. Right. That's what the Taz writes. If you're in Sifkat Danal, if lechem or kankan. Dafka kishein ochel miyasalachem, in shalos miyasakankin, as we have in Yerideus and Peches in Basar B'chalav. Speaking of Yerideus Peches, the Dark Moshe writes there in Yerideus Peches that the hacker has to be kitsas gavoa kigon minori v'kankin. It has to be a little bit tall. That's what many of the posts can point out over here. The Badi Shulchan has this in Sifkatan Mem Aleph, Badi Shulchan Sifkatan Mem Aleph, Rabbi Eider in footnote 105. Sugaba Shoshanim, Pesach Das, they all point out that here also, the Dark Yeshuva, this is for the Dark Yeshuva, that Darkei Teshuva quotes, that just as we find there in Bas Bechalov, same thing over here, the hacker has to be gavoh ksas. It has to be somewhat elevated, so a ring wouldn't be sufficient.
How tall is
it? I don't know. Rav Vosner isn't bothered by this. Rav Vosner thinks that that's not the minhag olam, and even a ring would be sufficient.
Based off of the Lashon and the Machaber, there seems to be a difference between if you use a kanken or lechem, and it has to be specifically between each kara and the mapa are two different types of karen. No?
No, either you have an object placed between the two people, or they eat on separate placemats or separate tables. Again, that's only if that's not the norm, meaning if they always eat on separate placemats, then eating on separate placemats will help. It's that if they always eat on the same tablecloth, and that we made it do so. The eaten separate placemats, that would constitute a sufficient hack.
So if you use that last amount you're not usually used to using, the dafka has to be between the... My question is, where do you need to put the hacker?
The hacker has to be between husband and wife.
Okay.
Or in the middle of the table, between where they're sitting, between their settings. Do you need a hecker if husband and wife are sitting down to drink? So the Sugava Shoshin in the beginning of Parakei finds this a plea gedola that no one talks about this. Not in Rishonim, not in Achronim. Husband and wife are sitting down to have drinks, not to eat. Do you need a hacker? He says, at first glance, it would seem not. The Sidri Torah that we just quoted pointed out there are two possible reasons for the Isser Shulchan Echad. Either it's Derech Chiba, Kiruv Das. If it's Derech Chiba, Kiruv Das, then hacker doesn't help. That's the small, old shulchan. Or, we're concerned that you may come to eat the karachas. So if you're concerned you may come to eat the karachas, that doesn't make sense by drinking, because you can't both drink from the same cup at the same time. Rabbi Eider points out that we have something called a straw. So you could drink from the same cup at the same time with two straws. So he leaves this with the Tzarechi and Ladina. What the requirement is for a hecker if you're just sitting down to drink. I would have said, Mistimus HaRishonim, the fact that they don't mention Shasiya specifically isn't so significant, because if there is an Isser of Shulchan Echad, even if you won't accept the straw argument about Karachas, but if there is an Isser Shulchan Echad, so it should apply across the board, even if they're drinking. As he's arguing that if it's only Atu Karachas, it doesn't make sense to have Atu Karachas. Okay. Thank you. The Taz here in Sifkat and Beis discusses the status of a serving tray. Nirma writes, Yesh Amrim, Had Yitzchikin Hesig Ben Kara Shalal Lekara Shalal, Hay Nadafka Kishayin Ochlin Lekara Achas Kishi Torah. Avalim Ochlin Lekara Achas Kishi Torah. Sagi im Ochelos Bekara Bifnei Atzma Vein Tzarech Haker Acher. Fine. So Taz writes, Mikomaka Mashma. The Kishemasimin Kara ima Chasichos Gedolos, Kederach Shemasimin de Kedera, the Kol Echa Notil Mina Kara. So if you have a plate with big pieces, and everybody takes food from the big plate, Umesim Lefanov Al Klimi Yuchad, and he puts it in front of him on his own designated plate, the Ochel Misham, and he eats from his designated plate, Ein Baza Isser. That's not a problem of Kara Achas. Kevin de Ein Achila Biyad, Bilikichasa Mikara Shalocha. Gamhi. So it's not that he's eating immediately after removing food from the plate that she's also eating from. Al Mishdamesh Bichli Acher Bintayim. You're using another Kli in the interim. So you're taking something from the serving tray, you're putting it on your own plate, and then you're eating it. Can you only decide? The Sugaba Shoshanim, page 35, quotes three approaches in the later Achronim how to understand this Taz. Because the Taz mentions a few points, the question is how many of them are critical? Do you need all of them in order to latch onto his kula? Again, he writes that if you have a serving tray with big pieces and you remove a piece from the serving tray and put it on your own plate, since you're not eating it immediately after removing it from the serving tray, that's okay. And what if you removed it from the serving tray and put it down in front of you, not on a plate? So how critical is the point that you're putting it on a plate? Sugav B'Shoshanim quotes some Achronim, Beis Yisrael, Be'er Mordechai, that the requirement of putting it on your own plate is dafka. So long as you don't put it on your own plate, the food that you're taking off the serving tray, even though it's a big serving tray with a lot of food and a lot of portions, but so long as you don't put it on your own plate, on your own personal plate, the food that you're taking off is still nisyaches to the serving tray. And that potentially is a problem of kara achas. Again, kara achas, we said, is a problem even if other people are eating from that kara as well. So these achronim say within the Taz that everything here is necessary, all the components are critical. In order to be makel, you have to put it on your own personal plate. If you don't do so, it's still misyaches to the original serving tray, and it's considered kara achas. So that's why these achronim are machmir even on butter. You can't take butter from a central container and put it on your bread unless you're putting bread on a plate in front of you, because that's still misyaches to the original container, and that's considered kara achas. Okay, so that is the more machmir position, if you will. Then he quotes the Sidrei Taran Sifkat and Ches. When the Sidrei Taran Sifkat and Ches references this din in the Taz, he doesn't emphasize, doesn't mention the requirement of putting it on your own personal plate, as long as there is a hefsek of time. So to take something directly from the serving tray and put it right in your mouth would be a problem. To take something from the serving tray and put it in front of you, even if it's not on a plate, if you're not going to eat it immediately, that would be okay. So the critical point is that there's a hefsek zman between when you take the food from the serving tray and when you put the food in your mouth. Kevin de'ena achila miyad kishenola minakara. That's okay. That's how we quote Sataz. Sidre Tara Sifkat and Ches. Then the third position is that of the pre-daya, that all the Taz means is there has to be Hecker. It's not a function of whether there's a gap in time. It's whether you're taking things in a abnormal fashion. So if the norm would be to take something from the serving tray and put it straight in your mouth, and you don't do it that way, then that creates a certain Hecker that removes the problem or removes the status of Kara Achas. Okay, so again, the first position is that it has to be placed off on a new plate. Second position, Sidri Tara, is as long as there's a Hefzik Zman, that's sufficient. Third position, the Pridea, is that we're concerned about a Hecker, not necessarily a Hefzik. So Sugava Shoshana points out, following Nafka Mina, according to the first reason, if you take something off the tray, you put it in front of you, not on a plate, that's going to be problematic. According to the second reason, as long as there's a hefzik zman, it's okay. According to the third reason, it depends on what the norm is. If the norm is to put it in front of you on the table, then that would be a problem. If that's not the norm, that would be okay. He says another nafka mina, taking an apple off the tray. So can you eat an apple off a fruit basket? Is that a problem with karachas? So if the concern is, or if the criterion is you have to put it on your own plate, so then you can't take an apple from the fruit basket and put it in your mouth. You have to first put it on a plate in front of you. If the requirement is one of hefzik zman, so then as long as you put the apple in front of you and wait a bit and then eat it, you're okay, but you still couldn't take it directly from the plate. Although he actually does argue that, according to the Sidri Tara, the fact that you're taking the apple in your hand may itself constitute a sufficient hefzik. You're taking the apple from the fruit basket, and now it's in your hand, and then you're going to eat it. He argues maybe that is a sufficient hefzik. According to the third reason, it all depends on whether this is the norm or not, what constitutes a hecker, and the norm is to take an apple from the fruit basket, put it in your mouth, then that would remain awesome. Yeah.
This all applies even if other people are around?
This all applies even if other people are around. That's what Pesach Tshuva pointed out, that even though the Masas Binyamim entertained, that if there are other people around eating from the same serving tray, karachas, from the same plate, karachas doesn't apply, but the Sidri Tara and the Masas Binyamim himself rejects that.
So, what about like a platter like or d'oeuvres on it or something? But the proper derech would be just to plop it in your mouth.
Right, so then that would be arguably problematic according to all reasons, although he seems to entertain that according to the Sidri Tara, maybe that's analogous to his analysis of the apple, that maybe you could argue that's considered a hefzik. That's not considered eating from the plate, that's considered eating from your hand. Although if you take it and put it on your own plate, that would be okay, according to the first reason. According to the third reason, it would not, because that is the norm. So the Piskei Das quotes from Rav Yashiv, page Kuf Mem Ches, Kuf Mem Tes, that let's say you have a serving bowl with popcorn or chips. So to take, everyone's taking chips and eating it directly, and you're taking small quantities, that would be a problem, he says. the way around it would be to take a large quantity of chips and put it on your plate, then that would be acceptable. Okay, we're out of time, and I didn't finish the topic of serving trays. Yeah, so we'll have to pick up with this tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, and then discuss Shirei Machal, Shirei Hakos, Shirei Machal, and then move on to Mita Achas in Sifhei. But tomorrow, I'm not sure who's giving the Chabur to the Kolo, so I'll let you know what time we'll start tomorrow, Mirz Hashem.